Good evening, Joel. Good evening, Bob. How's everyone?
Hey, very good.
So we've got a good call. Joel, do you want to remind everybody about our wonderful special that has about 3 days left?
Most definitely, yes. We have 3 days left for the Fulvic Zeolite, the monthly special. So actually, if you buy one bottle of Zeolite, you will get one C from Nature, 90 count, for free. And if you buy three bottles of the Fulvic Zeolite, you will get one large bottle. I believe it's a 280 count bottle for free.
That is an incredible deal, and just to remind everyone, you know, the question always comes, well, you know, I really need zeolite. Well, if you live on planet Earth right now, you probably are doing good if you take some zeolite, and definitely take a bunch of vitamin C, because both things will help with your body's fighting toxins. And heaven only knows, our world is quite toxic these days, and so you can't go wrong with doing a ongoing detox for your body, along with the greens and, you know, and just eating a good diet and so on and so forth. So
yeah, I believe you should detox as often as possible.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
like you do it once a year, or once a month, or once every other month. I mean, it's the kind of thing you got to do every day, every other day, no matter how, you know, what source,
for sure.
What means.
Well, anyhow, one of the things that we want to talk about tonight, and I know Bob's got a lot of things to share, and what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to try and limit our calls to around 35 minutes, because that seems to be about what people can spare and the attention span and everything else. And so, you know, we're going to try and move along and keep it active and fun. And the main thing is we want to all have fun. If we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong, because, you know, life is heavy enough that what we're doing here should be fun. So that's our focus. Now, the main thing that we're trying to do with these Wednesday calls that we have, the second through the second, third, fourth, and fifth, when there is one, is we're trying to help increase the awareness of health and increase the awareness of how to share health. And I think one of the things that's a good thing to start off with is just, you know, this concept that, you know, we understand that Purium Health is a network marketing company. Well, what is networking? How long has networking been around? Well, let's try several million years. I mean, networking is from the time that two human beings were on this planet. And basically, networking is nothing more than one person sharing an idea with another person. That's networking. It's as simple as that. You go watch a good movie at the show, or you see something on TV, and if you really like it, you're going to tell somebody else. There's no question about it. And likewise, if you see something really rotten, you might tell someone, but you're not going to tell as many people, and you're usually going to wait till someone asks you. Okay, so networking really is mostly about sharing positive things. Okay, so the difference between networking and selling is an occupation. All right. Now, we all sell to a certain amount. We sell ourselves all the time. We sell ourselves to our children. We sell ourselves to our spouses. We sell ourselves to our employers. I mean, we are constantly selling ourselves because, you know, we have value and there are things that we can do. And so that's a normal function of just living. But to be a salesperson is actually an occupation. Okay. And that's different from the normal selling that goes on that we all participate in, and that's a lot different than what I just said was networking, okay? So I want to make that clear, because a lot of people think that in order to share products and, you know, and develop a business, whether it be part-time or full-time, you got to be a proficient salesperson. Actually, in many regards, that's helpful. If you are, it's good, you know? And obviously, you know, Bob and Jackie Page are pretty good salespeople, and they built themselves a good business. And Bob's going to share some ideas. But the bottom line is most people who start off in learning about healthy products like ours do so because they have a need for those products. And those products actually, whether you've had a phenomenal, you know, result from one particular product that's changed your life, or you drank the cherry juice and now you can sleep without any trouble, okay, or you're using our fiber or our greens and now you're not constipated anymore. You know, those are dramatic things, and those make good testimonials. But the reality is I would guarantee every single person that's listening tonight, And every single person in PHP who's been buying products for anywhere from 3 months to 4 years, 5 years, whether they've had a remarkable experience that stands out, every single one of us can say that using these whole food products has definitely improved our overall sense of well-being, and it hasn't broke the bank. All right, so I think we all can comfortably say that. That's networking, friends. You don't have to be able to be an expert. You don't have to talk like Dave Sandoval. You don't have to talk like me. You don't have to talk like Bob Page. You don't have to talk like Joel. All you got to do is listen to people, and when someone lets you know that they don't feel good, you say, hey, you know, I didn't feel good either, and I've been using these superfoods for about 3 months or 3 years or whatever it's been, and, you know, it's made a big difference in my life. And sometimes people are going to say, really? Now, if you say that with real enthusiasm that you really mean it, you're going to get more people who say, oh, really? How can I find out about this? But if you say, oh, you know, I use superfoods, and, let me give you a sample of this, you're not going to impress anybody, okay? But the keep in mind, the other thing is, the reason we do this is not to make money. We do this because we sincerely care about that other person. You know, years ago, people have said, I know Napoleon Hill said this, many, Zig Ziglar said this, a lot of people have said this, that if we put service first, if we think of our fellow man before we think of our own need, our needs automatically are fulfilled and taken care of. That's powerful, folks. So we don't have to be out there selling. All we have to do is listen and be willing to say, hey, you know, this is where I came from, and this helped me. You might want to find out about it. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, no, thanks. I'm going to eat my McDonald's hamburger. And that's fine. God bless them. But there's plenty of people out there, and Bob Page knows, and Jackie does, I know, and Joel knows, that there's lots of people out there that want to say, really? Well, gosh, would something help me? Isn't that right, Joel?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I mean, that's really the bottom line. So, Bob, you wanna take over and add some words of Western Florida wisdom to us?
Cool. Yeah. Well, the way I look at it is we're in a very bad economy, and it just seems like when I, you know.
How about lousy? Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah. Well, the economy, I mean, there's about 10% unemployment, but I actually think there's more in Florida because
yep.
there's a lot of contractors and guys that went under, so there's probably 15-20%. And we all can get depressed about that, you know. Oh, God,
yep.
the economy is bad. And then, you know, you go around and you talk to businesses, and they say to you, how you doing the show? It's kind of flat, you know. So, you know, you talk to real estate people, you know, we're making a living. So basically, as far as professions are concerned, people aren't doing very well. People aren't
right.
making the money they were making before. And you know, it's pretty discouraging. But when you think about it, think about network marketing. I mean, network marketing is unlimited. There is no stops on your expansion. All you got to find is somebody that is interested in taking your products, get excited about the products, and then they tell someone else. So you can hire an unlimited amount of people.
Right.
So you have an unlimited amount of potential. And if you stay focused and you keep recruiting, you're going to have a huge business. So network marketing, really, this is an era for network marketing because basically, people that aren't working really want to take nutrition, and they're going to say, okay, I'm going to go out and sell some stuff so I can
yeah.
afford it. So but basically, network marketing is an unlimited expansion potential. It isn't like having a something on the corner and like a store, and you got to wait for people to come in or a trucking company or whatever. There's a limited amount you can do. But with network marketing, there's an unlimited amount you can do. So all you have to do is keep hiring and hiring and hiring, and then they hire and hire and hire. And basically what you're doing is you're opening up distributorships, meaning that network marketing, you know, like people say, that guy's a networker. Okay, why? Well, he knows how to sell the products like a normal business. In other words, like He realizes that network marketing is nothing but a normal business. He's got products. He has to advertise those products. He has got people to buy them and be satisfied. And then he has to have the ability to open up dealerships, meaning he has to have others do the same thing that he's doing, on and on and on. But basically, the potential is unlimited. It's like amazing how far out there you can go if you're willing to work and stay focused. One of the problems with network marketing is that people don't stay focused. They drift.
Well, Bob, you know, just to reinforce also, most people have gone through a work experience where they go someplace and someone else tells them what to do. And when you're
right.
working on your own, you do have to develop a system and you have to be willing to be disciplined. Now, you know, Bob and Jackie, they practically do this close to full time. Now, a lot of people don't have that kind of time. Now, you don't have to do it full time, but what you do have to do is you have to be willing to commit to saying, okay, I'm going to do this 30 minutes a day, or I'm going to do this one day a week, whatever it is, just make a commitment.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is this is probably the best time to get your network marketing going because people are out there and maybe they're not making as much money and they need to work in order to pay for the products.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, like this might be the economy that we need to get our business going, but you have to get out there.
Right.
And you have to talk to people. You know, and that's the key to network marketing. You have to be motivated. You have to see the vision. You have to see that you can put 30 people on your front line. And then they put 60, and then they put 90, and then it goes on and on and on, you see. And that vision has to always be there. And if you're not able to put that vision there and that intention there, it's not going to happen. And you got to see, like most people say, oh, the economy is bad. Okay, nobody wants nutrition. But a networker, he looks at it differently. He says, well, nobody's working. Let's get them working.
Yeah.
See, it's just the way you view it. You don't have to view it negatively. You view it positively. And I really believe this type of situation is a very good situation for us, this kind of economy, because people need to earn extra money.
Well, not only that, but the other thing that's really on our side right now is the fact that people are getting fed up with the fact that the medical system can't help them.
That's right.
And they know that they have to take responsibility and start doing better things to themselves. And so we offer ways to do that are affordable.
Exactly. But
that's
one of the things about doing network marketing, you have to be focused. People, you know, you have to put your attention on it. It's like a water hose, right? If you put the nozzle on straight shot, you know, it goes straight and it'll move the leaves and it'll push things out of the way. But if you open up that nozzle and you spread it thin, you don't have as much impact. So basically,
right.
You got to focus. And that's one of the things that Jackie and I do is we focus. We put all our attention on what we're doing. And we push. And from the result of that push, we have a downline. We have a group. We have people calling us every day. We're busy all the time. Okay? And because we are focused. Somebody calls us on another network marketing company. It's very hard to get our attention because basically we are working so hard with this company. We always find things to do. Most people sit there and say, oh, I wonder what I should do. I don't know how to get my business going. God, we are just so busy. And as far as potential of people, the planet is filled with people that need our products. I mean, there's just no shortage of people that need our products. And Joel knows this. Joel walks.
Pretty much everyone needs our products. Yeah, there's no doubt everyone does need our products. And so that's the good news.
Yeah, and so Joel was just telling me the other day, I was visiting this particular place, and I signed up the guy in the back of $161 worth of product. So basically, you have to be aggressive. You have to be promoting all the time. And you have to want to get these products out because you really want to help people, you see. So help and financial reward are the two things that are connected with this company. But most products, most networking companies do not have the help line. And help really is a strong line for people. People like to help.
Yep.
So basically you really, really want to sell these products because you know you're going to help that guy. And so that's a bonus. So everybody should be out there. They should be selling their families. I mean, it is a shameful thing not to put your family on these products. It's shameful. I mean, not to talk to your family and actually introduce these products to them because basically you're cutting back on their survival. By letting them get on these products, they're going to increase their survival. They're going to increase their health. They're going to increase their energy. I mean, these are things that everybody wants.
Yeah, Bob, and here's the thing, Bob, I think the thing that you just said is very important because, you know, the reality is, and I run into this all the time, and I know you do and Joel does, you know, there are people, even in our own family, that basically, you know, I don't care. And that's fine. But when you hear that, don't let that affect you at all. Just say, well, gosh, you know, if you change your mind, let me know, because I'd really like to share some stuff with you. Because the reality is that if we have the attitude that we're truly trying to help people rather than just simply trying to make a buck, then that flows over to the person you're talking to. Okay?
Exactly.
It's very powerful. It's very subtle, but it's powerful. In other words, our motivation has a lot to do with whether the person says yes or no. If you have a clear conscience and you know that you are offering something to somebody because it's for their own good and it's going to help them, then they are much more likely to pick up on that than they're going to pick up on the fact, oh, this guy's just trying to make a buck off of me.
Exactly.
That's very important.
What I was going to say is that a lot of times, you know, when Dave and Amy started giving product away, we noticed that they were doing this Apothe Cherry thing, and we were getting huge orders. All of a sudden, we were getting people that never ordered before started to order.
Right.
And a lot of times, you got to give the product away, especially with a family member. You say, listen, I really care about you, and I bought these two products, the Komodo and the Apothe Cherry, and I really want you to try them. And if you like it, you can pay me if you want, you know. And sometimes you got to, because people can't get the concept that these products do what they do. They can't really envision that idea. There's so many confusing datums on the internet, so many confusing datums about nutrition. People have taken vitamins, they haven't felt anything. The only thing that's happened is your urine turned yellow. It's really, really a no-win situation for most people. So it's very hard to get people to get started on taking our products because of all the past losses of other products. So sometimes, you know, if it's a family member, hey, help them out, you know. Give them a cherry. Say, take this in the morning, the Komut, and see how you feel on an empty stomach. Take this at night, see how you feel when you wake up in the morning. And, you know, you get it in their bodies. And a lot of times just doing that, they say, oh, now I get it. So something that you can do. But basically what you want to do is first handle what I call the warm market, people that are in reach of you. You want to handle your family. You want to handle your friends. And this is something that you don't want to withhold yourself on. This is, you're not ripping them off. Usually in network marketing, you're overcharging. You're selling something for $60 that's worth $20. And it's very embarrassing, especially when you do that. Because basically they go out and they look at the health food and say, you know, you sold it for $60 and it's only worth $20. But in PHP, you don't have to worry about that. When you sell them the product, you gave them the best deal that they could get. Because basically they can't get a better deal. So you can be comfortable. You don't have to look over your shoulder and wonder, why did I sell these people something that, you know, is too expensive, or they could get it cheaper somewhere else. They can't. So be aggressive and get your families and friends on these products as a first step. Once you handle your warm market, then we'll talk more about what to do. But anyhow, let's turn it over to Joel now. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, Joel, tell us about your experience today, because I think that's a good place for people to be able to look. Let me just
run with the ball here and talk a little bit about what you guys were just on. Talking about family and talking about, you know, quality and price, like we always bring up, something that you want to do, even with your warm market, your cold market, your medium market, whatever market you're dealing with, is I have a little bit of a sales background, and in sales we have tools. Verbal tools, mental tools, stuff like tie downs. You know, we tie you down and we make you drink this green stuff. No, there's like tie downs where I'll say something like, if I could show you something that makes total sense, would you be interested in hearing about it? You know, just kinds of questions like that. But I have lots and lots and lots of them. So you have to like bait the hook to catch the fish. You know, you have to know the animal basically that you're hunting, you know? So for example, like I'll say to somebody, I'll talk to them a little bit about our products, about the green Komodo, about the cherry. They'll say, do you understand everything? You know, do you see how this could enhance your life? You know, how about this? How about if you found something that would make your life better and it's in your budget, what would be the smart thing to do? Tell me. what would be the smart thing to do? And let them talk. You know, everyone wants to hear themselves talk. When you're talking, us, me, you, Michael, sometimes they get bored. But when they're talking, they feel great, and they'll talk for hours.
Exactly.
That's one of the beautiful things about being a counselor. I'll just, you know, I have sessions tomorrow, and you know, I have one or two tomorrow, and I have like three or four on Friday with this new spa I'm working out here in Weston. And I'll tell you, for an hour, I talk for about 8 minutes, if that. You know, I just ask tons of questions and let them talk. So tie downs, when you tie people down, when you tie them down into this company, right, you got to learn how to say certain key phrases, you know, words and sentences. We put them together where they want to be involved, okay? So I'll say a lot of times to them, you know, do you see how this will save you money? Tell me, honestly, you know, talk to me. Do you see how this will save you money, right? Do you like to save money, right? Do you like to save money, Michael?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. When would be the best time to start saving you money? When would be the best time to start saving you money? Tell me, when? When, Michael?
Yesterday.
Okay, so let's get you started. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, check, cash, money order, silver, gold, and I even take, actually at this point, food stamps. But no, but the thing is, why does someone basically who makes a lot of money, right, every year, deserve to be healthier than you? Can you answer that for me, Bob?
Oh, hold on, Joel. I actually gave it a call.
Oh, sneaky. Switching up on me. There's a bait and switch right there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I wanted Jackie to listen. Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Okay. Why does someone who makes a lot of money, right, a
mm-hmm.
lot of money every year, deserve to be healthier mm-hmm. than you?
Oh, how he can be healthier than me? He can't.
Right. But why does he deserve...
The money will not make you healthy.
Right. Right. But someone who makes a lot of money could afford to run out there and go to GNC and 100 other, you know, vitamin shop and spend, you know, 100, 200 bucks a pop per week, you know, and get whatever
mm-hmm.
they want. Get all the designer nutritionals that are out there, design, you know, the most popular, you know, magic fruit and, you know, the most powerful protein shake that's, you know, 250 bucks for a 2 month supply, you know. Why do they deserve that? They don't. They deserve to be with someone. The point I'm trying to make is that we have the best that's out there, right? Do you see
mm-hmm.
how much money you're going to save by, you know, by working with us, you know? You see the benefits you're going to get from being with this company. You know, you have to kind of like put, what I call it is you have to put people in the picture. If you don't put them
and
in
you
the
know,
picture.
And people tell you that they drop off products because, you know, I like that product really a lot, but that cost me $60 every time I bought it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's a lot of money
for
just one product.
You have to have rebuttals, and you have to be able to say, well, someone says to me, you know, it's costing me a lot of money to, you know, purchase that product or beyond that product, we'll say, look, that's why you need to be with this company. I say that about everything. No matter what they say to me, I'll say, well, that's why you need to be with Purium Health Products, because this
is a company
where you refer the product and you get paid, so you take that money. You know, no one's getting rich here. You know, whatever we make, $100 a month, $1,000 bucks a month, $1,500 bucks, whatever it is, it's money in our pocket. It's money that pays for our products, and it's money to pay some of our, you know, a cell phone bill, put towards your mortgage, your car payment. But the thing is, who would really benefit from this? Me or you? You know, if you get involved, me or your family? You know, you could ask things like this. We're talking about tie downs. I don't know if you caught all of it, Bob. You know,
mm-hmm.
tie downs
okay.
are super, super important. You're tying people down into the company, okay? And there's hundreds of them. You can make them up yourself. You get one or two good ones that you really like and use it. It's part of your pitch. You know, when you're talking about the products, throw a couple of tie downs in there. Next week we'll talk about takeaways. Next week after that, you know, in the following months we'll talk about third-party stories. These are all things where you put people in the picture. You know, you put them in the picture. They want to be involved under any circumstance. Sense.
Very good, yeah.
We spoke about last
week.
I
agree, yes, exactly. Yeah, I think the saying is, you know, Joel, you've said, both you and Bob have said, made some really good points. And I think the main thing that we really need to keep focused on is we have a lot of people who have gotten involved in PHP who have never had any experience doing any of this kind of thing before. In fact, that's what makes us unique as a company.
Exactly.
When you look at some of these large network marketing companies that are selling incredibly overpriced products that are actually sometimes junk. You know, like we've said, there's three or four companies selling expensive chocolate.
And they know, they know all the sales, the super, super sales techniques. You know,
right, exactly.
But
the point is that we've attracted people who have been attracted because of health reasons and because they have found our products and they found them to be helpful. And so I think that that's what we're doing. We're trying to help everybody understand that it's really not that difficult to share something that you really feel has helped you because you care about these other people. And it's
all
just,
you have to
it's
do,
just talking
yeah.
about techniques of how
yeah.
to do that.
And all you have to do, you don't need a lot of techniques when you're selling 30% below the health food stores. I mean,
exactly.
You know, usually when you get involved with network marketing, your products are three times what they need to be, and
yeah, right.
They're hard to sell. And when you get involved with PHP, you're selling 30%, sometimes 40% below the health food store. You're getting better quality. You're offering better quality. And it's a no-brainer. And you're making 43% commission on your first order and as high as 23% residual. I mean, go out there and sell the stuff. I mean, you can't sit around thinking about it. It's sort of like you just got to start approaching people and you got to start selling it. You'll find out when you start talking to people, everybody has something wrong with them because they're eating GMO foods and they're eating a lot of processed foods. And when we go to the supermarket, the first thing we look is in people's baskets, what they buy. Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe what they buy. I mean, they don't get an ounce of live food.
Well,
so, you know, everybody's walking around with a lot of problems.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you look at the sodas and the canned stuff and all that stuff that they buy. I mean, it's scary what's in that shopping cart. And to say that there's lack of people to sell, I'm telling you, these people are a mess for eating that food.
Bob, they need us more now than ever.
I know.
Every day that this company is alive and well and strong and going closer to getting to the top, they need us more now than ever. It's as simple
as that.
We have everything. We have everything they need. It's that simple.
That's
But
they've put everything there to replace the food that they're eating. And
right. So you don't even have to replace. Let's just add, because when you say got me nervous when you said replace. No one's replacing anything here. Okay. No one's replacing anything.
Add is better.
All
yep.
we're doing is adding one or two simple things to what you're doing already. Okay, which is not going to replace. You know, your
well. The reality, Joel. The reality is, and I think this is what I always tell people. Like I had a call today from a lady who wanted to know, you know, I'm using the barley juice. You know, what's it good for? And I said, well, you know, basically, first of all, it's a green vegetable. I said, if you're not eating 4 to 6 to 10 servings of green vegetables a day, it's helping you increase the amount of green vegetables. So that in itself is good. If you take 2 to 3 servings of it. It's a multiple vitamin. I mean, it really takes the place of those goofy, you know, chemical pills.
Yeah.
It helps, you know, many people say that it helps them with the digestion. They're not constipated after they use it. Green juices are phenomenal for energy. They help with weight loss. They even help with weight gain. I mean, it's as simple as it gets like that. And so she said, oh, that's really cool. So the reality is very few people walking the streets today, including myself, and this is why we use these products, we don't eat 7 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I mean, first of all, to do that would take a lot of time. Second of all, it gets expensive. And you can use our barley juice for, I believe, less than 17 cents a serving, which is the member price. Now, that is like talking about, you know, legal stealing. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, Michael, I don't even think most Americans get 7 servings per year.
Exactly.
No, exactly. You got it.
When you go into
that's
a supermarket, into a supermarket, 90% of the stuff is in little boxes and
right.
little cans, and then 10% of the vegetables, and they're GMO.
We're not going to change that. We're not going to change that in the supermarkets, but we're going to change that with
I know,
the people.
But people aren't getting what they need. They're not getting the food they need, so they're eating this processed food.
Yeah.
Let me just say something here. We're going to change that with the people that we're in direct contact with, our inner circle, our friends, our family, their friends, their family. That's the true meaning of networking, getting a good product out there. Now, we're just about out of time. I just want to end with a quick story of what happened to me today. I actually went to Greenwise out in Boca, and they had like a celiac thing going on where they were doing like gluten intolerance and just like healthy crackers and certain cheeses that were gluten and casein-free and chocolate and fruit sherbets and stuff and all kinds of great things. So what happened over there? There are people there that obviously care about their health and have issues with their health. So that's a prime stomping ground. So there's lots of healthy happenings happening all over, every city, every town, every block. Call Whole Foods, go to the local health food shops and see when they're having lectures. Even in stuff like Barnes & Noble's, they always have like these free lectures and stuff. See if they're doing something on hypoglycemia, something, you know, some kind of like health issue. Or just hang around the health food stores, the big ones, like Whole Foods and stuff. Everyone in there cares about their health. They wouldn't be shopping in health food, in Whole Foods, if they didn't care about what was going into their body. Most of them, 95% of them probably, or 90% of them going in there. So,
yep.
You know, walk down the aisles, you know, I mean, you have to be a little bit aggressive. You have to take a little bit, you know, you have to put the fear aside and do it anyway. Like Nike says, just do it. If you want to grow your business and you want to make money and you want to be successful, you got to take a step, you know, in the right direction.
Right, and keep in mind, keep your motive where it needs to be, that you really, from your heart, want to help. And by helping, you're going to help other people and you're going to help yourself. So, I mean, that's the motivation. Fear is bait. Keep in mind one thing. When we have fear in our heart, it's because somehow, somewhere, deep inside of us, we think we're doing something wrong. Okay, that's what fear is. All right. So if you clearly know and you have it in your mind and your heart that you want to share what has helped you with other people, you will never have fear. And you won't even care if someone says no. Because you are doing it from a very good place, and that's crucial for all of us.
And what I say is every no is a yes, because you need a certain amount of no's to get a yes. So every no that someone says to you, it's just they're saying yes. It's like I actually say thank you. Thanks for saying no, because I just needed you to get to the next person.
Yeah.
Because if I don't get 5 or 10 no's, I won't get that 11th yes.
Yeah. And you have to intervene in people's lives. Sometimes you have to cut across the path in people's lives in order to help them out. And sometimes you just got to be in front of them at the right time, and you know, and just got to tell them, hey.
Never.
I think the example that's really good, and I know we got to go, but you know the CD that Bob and I made with Bonnie and whoever else it was, Bob. You know, I think they are perfect examples because here are two people that turn their lives completely around health wise by starting to use whole food supplements and changing their diet because they had been total, you know, druggies before that.
Right.
And so, I mean, there are gazillion people out there. See, most people are looking for people that are already involved in health food, that are already into a health food mindset. That's a waste of time because they're already prejudiced. The fact is there are more people out there who don't know what even health is than the people who are in health food stores now.
Right.
So it's a much bigger market to grab. And not only that, but they are more grateful for you because you're telling them something they have never even been aware of.
Yeah,
that's
like
amazing.
Bonnie in that testimonial, she was never in a health food store.
Right, exactly, never.
And she thought taking health food was nerdy. I mean, that this lady is on all PHP products now.
Yep.
I had to step across her life and find out what was going on with her and actually put the product in her hand. She was, you know, a salesman actually puts the product there, you know, and it helps. It looks like the person's making a decision, but they're not. You're making the decision. You make a decision that these people need the product. So you get it there. It's not selling. It's intention. And you get it in their lives, and this lady... That one bottle of Pasta Cherry that I sold, it turned her whole life around. And the other lady was a kamut, and I do it all the time. I put the stuff in these people's lives. They never looked at anything like this before. They never seen anything like this before. And they never took anything like this before. So, you know,
let's reinforce the one word that you said in what you just said, and that is your intention. Okay? That is the key, folks. That's everything right there. If you're a glib talker, if you're someone like Dave Sandoval who can keep talking and talking and talking, okay, you don't need to worry about intention. Okay, and there's a lot of people out there like that, and they're wonderful that those people exist. But most of us are not like that, and so what we rely on is our intention. In other words, our desire to be of service. Not that we are forcing something on somebody that they don't want or need, but we're actually offering something to somebody that they really need because it's going to change their life for the good. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Right.
All right, so we're just about there.
So I want to remind everyone that unfortunately next week you will not hear us because it's the first Monday, first Wednesday of August, but Dave and Amy will be doing a call, and they will be talking about next month's special, which is a good special, so you'll have to tune in to hear that. And we'll be back on the, I believe it's the 11th, yeah, we'll be back on the 11th, with more fascinating and, you know, interesting ideas to share, because we're all in this together, and we really, you know, we really want to make it fun, and we want people to be successful, not only from a financial standpoint, but we want you to be successful feeling like you are making a real contribution to others. That's, to me, that's what it's all about.
That is fantastic.
Well, very good.
Great. Great call again. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bob Page.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Good night, Joel. Good night, Mike.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, Chet.
Well.
Good night, David. I just want to remind everyone who's listening, my wife and I are away next week, and we're going to be at a church conference. And so if you try and call me next week, you will not get a hold of me. So please call back on August the 11th if you don't talk to me by this Friday.
Great. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless everyone. Bye-bye.